Here we are, blessed to be on the first day of Advent, talking about hope. A lot of people on this earth have no hope, and we have been blessed with hope in so many special ways. As we begin today's service, I invite you to join me in prayer. Loving God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, thank you for your love for us, for your watchful care, for providing for our needs, to come along beside us and help us as we live our lives, knowing that you are always, always there, always ready to help us, to hold us, to lead us. God, I ask that you would take today's message, this message of hope, on this first day of Advent, as we go through the next 3 weeks following. God, just be with us and take today's message and speak to each one of us, your words, your thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that God chose, as this message was put together, help is on the way. I hope each one of us feel like there is never a time that help isn't on the way. We can ask, and the answer is there. We may not always understand, or we may not grasp it, and it may not be the answer we want, but the help is always there. So as we begin this Advent season, Advent is coming or arrival. So this is prep to the coming of Jesus. We are going to go through different aspects as we get through each Advent topic. Humans look for ways to control their lives. We structure our life and we want things to go a certain way, so we adopt certain actions, we associate with different people. We look for ways that our life is structured. And maybe you're not one of those that is rigid, but you still follow a certain structure that you have adopted in your life. We look for ways to protect ourselves from the dangers around us. We choose who we associate with. We don't go to certain areas because we perceive it's not safe, which may or may not be true. But we look for ways to fit our structured, controlled, safe environment. But in reality, we feel worse, in a sense, because we experience anxiety, anger, sadness, and uncertainty when we deviate from that structure. When we are outside our comfort zone, there's a lot of anxiety involved in that. And so as we go through our life, think about those things that cause angst. And a lot of it is just simply self-induced because it's outside your comfort zone. We begin playing the what-if game. If we do this, we will be protected. If we do this, then God will do that. If we don't do that, then... But we play that game of what if. But Advent tells us that God has come, is come, and will come again. So as we get into that, and that anxiety starts to ratchet up, can we stop and realize God has come, and he is coming, and he will come again? Can that become our go-to place to help us in that world of anxiety? Because there are a lot of things that ratchet up, that challenge us, that cause us anxiety. If we can let God take that place, the anxiety isn't so large and so consuming. Luke's gospel emphasizes the saving work of Jesus, regardless of what life throws at you. The reading today, again, was from Luke 21, 25 through 36. But in that, we read of a paradox. There will be suffering in verses 25 through 26, but also comfort and redemption in verses 28 and 31. So there's your paradox, suffering and comfort. How can those two be in the same set of scriptures? How can those two be in our lives side by side? Suffering and comfort seems like opposites, but both can exist at the same time. And so many times you can be in your own home, and you can be experiencing both of those within moments of one another. Maybe it was a phone call. Maybe it was something you watched on the news. Maybe it's something you read. Maybe you got an email. And everything went from one extreme to the other. And it just vacillates there. But it's Luke talks about that can happen. That is a part of our life. And he structures it beginning in verse 25. There will be signs. Not maybe, not they might come. Now he says there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth to distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. This isn't a, this might happen. He is saying this will occur. Does that cause you anxiety to even think about that? Depends on the day, and it depends on the time of day, and it depends on how your day has gone. But the point is, he says it will happen. And in verse 27, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud. That's Jesus Christ. He will be visible. And it says in other places, he will be visible to all. How that works on a round earth, I don't know. But God is very creative, and he understands, and he can do what needs to happen. So they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, it tells us to stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. We all want to be in that situation. When Jesus is there, and we can stand up and hold our heads high. The point of these couple of verses is focus on who is coming. Always look for the who in that situation. When we live in anxiety, just think about this and picture in that world of anxiety, we cower around with our heads down. And we are afraid of what will happen. We don't hold our heads up. We kind of shuttle around and kind of try and pull things in around us to kind of be in this cocoon of safety. That's when the anxiety has taken over. But as in verse 28 says, stand up and raise your heads. Don't let the anxiety determine what you do. Because your redemption, Jesus Christ's return, is coming. And it is real. We're told, pray consistently that you will have the strength and wits to make it through everything that's coming. apparently it's going to be quite a challenge. But when we're told, pray for strength and the wits and the understanding to make it through that's coming and the end of your feet before the Son of Man, this is Luke 21 in verses 25 through 36, summarized in the Message Bible, the Message translation. Everything that's coming and end up on your feet, end up on your feet before the Son of Man. You're standing. You're not cowering. You're excited. This is positive. This is something that we can look for and know to stand up. Let's use the Advent season to identify the matters from which you need to be redeemed. Are there things in your life that, I won't say consume you, but they do have an impact on you? There are things that you become anxious about. Let's identify what those are. What has that hold on you? What triggers those things? And give it to Jesus. Ask Him to help you to not be triggered. Help you to recognize that He is there, stepping in and taking that anxiety on Him, and He takes it away from you. All we have to do is ask. And as you go through a day and maybe that anxiety kicks in, rather than react to it, be proactive and ask God to take this away, to show you the best way through this situation, to stand up and let Jesus lead you, not letting that anxiety consume. Man seems to think the world is ending during every generation. And we think about the scriptures as they're written, the sun and the moon and the elements of nature will react. World War II was a time. World War I, Korea, Vietnam, 9/11. In each one of those, there were people saying, this is the time. God is returning. We see these elements happening. They are going to happen. And they're going to be repeated. And we're going to look, but only the Father knows when Jesus comes back. Then He told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. And we can see this every spring. As soon as you see those leaves coming out on the trees, you know that summer is coming. I mean, every year we go through that same process. So it's a sign. And effectively, it's pay attention. Let God lead. Pay attention to what is going on. Verse 31, so also when you see these things taking place, you know. Because you're aware, trees have leaves. Leaves mean they're going to come. The leaves fully developed means summer is coming. So we can know that the kingdom of God is near as we see these things, as we see these elements that for generations people have said, oh, this is the time. We see wars and rumors of wars, and we see all of these things, and they keep coming, and it happens. One day, none of us know when they occur, will be the last time they occur, but it is going to be happening. But we don't have to fear that. We can look forward and be happy that, okay, no, I don't enjoy seeing these elements happen, but they have to occur for Jesus to come into our world. We know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Jesus' words that He speaks to us don't pass away. And what did He say more than anything else? There are two words that Jesus has said repeatedly through Scripture. Fear not. Embed that in your brain. Put that in your heart. Jesus repeatedly has told us, don't fear. Fear not. He has the proverbial, he's got your back. He's got your sides. He's got your front. He has you completely encompassed in his presence. So as things happen, as anxiety maybe start to hit, don't fear. Give it to God and trust him for his intervention in your life. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Jesus' word is forever. It's not something that we have to question. Verse 34, be on guard so that your hearts are not weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly. Don't get caught up in the unhelpful ways of coping with anxiety. It's things that we fabricate in our world to take care of our anxiety. Don't go there. Trust God. Allow him to help you in that. The hope that he brings is perfect. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness, and the worries of this life and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon you all who live on the face of the whole earth. It's going to happen. Will we be alive to experience it? I don't know. We may, but don't let it be a trap, not as something that we're unexpected or not looking for. For it will come upon all, everyone. Everyone that is alive on this earth will see, will experience Jesus' return. Be alert at all times. You know, that's a lot harder to do than we might think. We can become a little complacent sometimes. Things are, man, this week is really going well. Things are just sailing along, no hiccups, until they don't, until it doesn't. But it says, be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of God. Ask God for the strength to stand. Ask God to give you what it needs to relieve the anxiety. The hope that he brings is what we want to have in our life. This is a quote from J.B. Torrance. What we need is not a new doctrine or a clear doctrine of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. What we need is not a better Christology. What we need is Christ. What we need is not Trinitarian doctrine, but a relationship with the Trinity itself. And I had to read that a few times before it really started to sink in. We need the Holy Spirit. We need Jesus Christ. And we need that relationship that he offers to us with the Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That is the difference. It is a person. It is a relationship, a personal God relating personally with us by the Spirit. What do we need to focus on in that? The who. Who is that talking about? Jesus Christ. Focus on the person of Jesus. That's the hope that is coming to help us in our life. There will be those troubled times on one hand, and there will be the return of Jesus on the other. And they will come bang, bang, I'm quite sure. And it will be in the Father's time. But Jesus is coming back. Jesus does want us to have a relationship with Him. The Spirit is drawing us into that relationship. And what is Jesus doing? He's drawing us to the Father. Everything is done for us. We just have to step into that and enjoy and trust. Give the anxiety to God. He can handle it. He'll take care of it. And the hope that comes from this day, this first day of Advent. You join me in prayer. Father God, as we look to times of struggle and anxiety, but we can look past and know and see the hope that Jesus brings to us through the Spirit. And God, as we are drawn to You, the Father, thank You for this Advent season. Help each one of us to take the time to reflect on this next 4 weeks of what You are doing and what You have planned out for us in Advent. God, there's scriptures that are put out for us on a weekly basis in the updates that reflect to the Sunday's message. Help each one of us to read through those, to see what You have planned and are preparing for us. God, I thank You for today. I ask that You would be with each one that is here, be with those that, for whatever reason, are unable to attend. God, that we can have the hope that comes from You. In Jesus' name, amen. We remember is a lot of times when you do communion in a group setting. A lot of times they will have you hold the cup and have the piece of bread. And as you take the bread, they will say, "We remember." And you take the bread. The same with the cup. We remember. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26. "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same way, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." In remembrance, we take the elements to remember what it took to put the elements at the table, what was invested there. We remember that He is coming back. He talks about He won't eat this meal until He returns. In remembrance, it's there for us. You join me in prayer. Again, Father, we come to You thankful for the elements at the table. We ask that You would bless each one, that You would draw us into that remembrance that Jesus has done for us. God, for the blessing of communion, we thank You. And God, I just ask for Your direction. In Jesus' name, amen.
for our time together today. We thank you for Jesus' incarnation and for the hope that rises, knowing that Christ's return is certain. Give us opportunities through the week to share this hope with those around us. We ask for your guidance this week and to bring us back to worship together again next week. Amen. And finally, from Romans 15:13, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Have a hope-filled week.